Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. And no, we're not doing Summer of Fun today because this is Keynote Poker Day for Apple's
official
Flowjob
end.
event.
Yeah. To paraphrase someone, summer is over. Instead of break time is over.
Yeah, no more fun.
No more fun.
That's not true. That's not true.
Yeah, if you try and have fun, the angry police will show up and make sure you don't have any fun. That's just the law.
Yes, so you're here, so the fun police will not get you.
Right. Right. Okay, so I said it's our keynote poker day because, or did I say that yet? It's our keynote poker day because Apple is hosting their Glowjob event on September 9th. And is that right? I could look at a
Full
calendar.
time,
I
yes.
think so. It's a Monday, which is really unusual.
Well, it makes sense because there's a presidential debate in the United States on the 10th.
US.
Yeah. It does make sense, but it's definitely unusual for Apple.
That's true. That's true.
But smart.
So before we get into the whole keynote poker thing and explaining all that, Patrice, how are you?
I'm doing really well, and I have something that I wanted to show you because I literally just picked up a delivery, just unboxing it, which is like it's Retro Rewatch related because I ordered some Retro Rewatch stuff, but I thought I would show it to you. I hope it's really cool. I haven't seen it, so
I'm
it
already
actually
excited
looks pretty
because it's
cool.
Retro Rewatch.
So mug. I have a mug, Retro
I need
Rewatch
to
mug.
Order a Retro Rewatch mug.
I've checked; we can order them in the US, so we could even do a giveaway or something if you wanted to. They're really cool.
Fun.
They're available. It's Vistaprint, so they're available in the US. I saw
Oh,
that.
Vistaprint. Okay.
Yes, good company. Worked with for years. So the mugs, it recommended it to me, and I'm like, oh crap! Like they're too good at marketing their own stuff. Like, it looked so good. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll order it. I'll order two. I have two of them. So, and then I have stickers that Jeff, you had the idea for, and that was a really good idea. And I'm going to a podcast thing tomorrow. So I thought I would have some. Yeah, that looks good too.
Look, I have stickers
I think
too.
yours, they look, I think, almost the same.
I said you had those at MacStock.
Yeah.
Yep. These are the stickers that I took to MacStock.
So this is the European edition, and you have the American edition.
Right. So that means you need to find Patrice and me so that you can have the full set.
Ah, that's true. You need the full set. Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, so I'm very happy. I bought about, I don't remember, 50 or 100 or something. No, 100. So I have enough.
Nice. Nice.
Those but the mug, and
really
actually
popular at Mac Stock.
Yeah, but I think this is really cool. The orange of the mug with the orange. Oh, go on.
That's really
and it's
nice.
Both sides. So,
all right.
I have two of them.
That's great. It's an ambidextrous mug.
It is. That was the point, kind of. I was like, it should be just one side. It would be boring.
That's awesome. Well,
so yeah, ready for tomorrow.
That's fantastic. I think you're going to have fun at the podcast event. You've got cool stickers. You have your awesome mug.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably not taking the mug with me.
But
maybe
you
I
have an awesome mug.
I have an awesome mug. Yeah, I even almost ordered the tote bag because the other thing they recommended was a tote bag that looked also really cool because it was dark, like black and white, and then the logo on it, and that looked just so cool.
Oh,
But
I
then
bet
I
it
was
would
like,
look
I
cool.
have so many damn tote bags, I'm not doing that.
That's fair.
Not
All
yet.
right.
Maybe next time.
Next time they'll suggest it again,
It's they're really good because they like anything you've designed, they put in your kind of your projects folder, and you can always go back to it. So I have the design ready. I literally just have to hit a button,
and it can go on
order
anything.
It. Yeah, and they weren't super expensive. Like the mugs are, I think, because it's a one-off basically. I think they were like $16 each, which is okay. If you order more, of course, it gets cheaper. But
yeah, that's not
I
bad.
Didn't need that many. Yeah, and the stickers, I think the 100 were like $50 or something. So it's actually fair, I would say.
Yeah,
For
not
low
bad.
volume. I've done large scales of stuff. So I know what it costs.
Nice. Hey, Dave, how are you doing?
I am doing great. It's Friday and looking forward to our amazing Apple event coming up here and hoping to have some good predictions this week.
Oh, I have no doubt
Hope
your
so.
predictions will all be excellent,
And spot
yeah.
on. How
Unlike
about
mine.
that? But...
Yeah. Hey, Ben, how are you? And it's great to see you.
I am fantastic.
Excellent.
Ready for the announcements on Monday. But I already had non-Mac or not Apple related awesome announcements today.
Well, that's
So I'm
exciting
on cloud
too.
nine.
Excellent.
Nice. Okay.
Awesome. All right. So, we should hop into the game, and the setup is we bet points on our predictions for what Apple will announce during their keynote events, and so
We
that's
do
the
have
setup.
official rules.
We do. And here's the thing, Patrice. I've been doing my best to fill, excuse me, to fill your very fancy shoes while
You
you've been
did.
out or unavailable to participate during our prediction day, the last couple times, actually.
I think the last two times this year I've
Yeah.
missed
But you are traditionally our
it.
host for the game. So I would be more than happy to hand that to you and let you do what you do so amazingly well, as opposed to what I do, which is just kind of fumble through and get us to the end
No,
of the
no, no,
show.
no. You did a really good job the last two times, and you handled it really well. Like
Oh, thank
that's
you.
simply not true. You
Hostess with the
were doing well.
mostest.
Yeah. It's still better when you do it.
Okay. Well, I'll take that. Good. Yeah. So we have some really cool rules that I'm gonna read, summarize for you, for your listeners, just in case you have not heard it. There have been no changes to the rules. In the last, I think, couple of years, even it's not. We've been doing this so for a while, and we haven't changed the rules yet. So we're not like some other podcasts that constantly change the rules.
Yes, which reminded me, we might want to get rid of the copy and paste that says Jason Snell has to flip a coin.
Then we don't have that. No, the rules I've written myself, so they're not copy and pasted. Yeah, funny. We should maybe add a rule like that. That would be even funnier.
And make sure
So,
it's Jason Snell. And so when we
yes.
contact him and say, you need to flip a coin right now, he'll be like, what? Yeah.
Who the hell are you people?
Why? Yeah, so the keynote poker consists of two rounds. In each round, each panelist will in or introduces one prediction about the upcoming Apple event. Predictions have to be concrete and be deemed risky enough to warrant a bet. So if you say the next iOS will be announced, or hey, there will be a new iPhone, sorry, that's kind of vague and boring. Like we want to make it interesting. That's kind of the point. Otherwise, like, why are we doing this? This is for entertainment only. I mean, it's not that we would win anything really. Predictions cannot be repeated by other panelists. Once someone has picked it, it's off the table. So it's not that two people can say, well, the next iPhone 16 will be whatever, 10 feet tall. Like only one person can pick that one. For each prediction, the entire panel, including the person who introduced it, gets to bet points from minus five, which means absolutely not going to happen, to plus five, which means absolutely going to happen. Anything between zero, even zero, is of course allowed, but only like whole numbers. Maybe that we should do natural numbers only, not like imaginary or whatever. Fractions. No, we don't do any of that. A prediction is deemed correct if it's either announced by the presenter on, well, stage slash video, or it's shown on a slide during the presentation. You know, they have in the background those massive virtual screen slide thingies with like all the little stuff on it. They show it there, it counts. Anything that surfaces or information that surfaces after the event was not announced during the presentation does not count. So just because it's on a website, we don't see that as counting. For each panelist, then we either decide they can either win the points or lose them, depending on whether their bet was correct or not. So for example, if there's a not example, for the correct prediction, the positive bets would of course win and the negative would lose. So if someone said 5 points plus five, they would get plus five. If someone said minus five, they would lose minus five, or lose five in this case. And for incorrect predictions, it's simply the opposite. So negative bets win, positive ones lose. And the person with the most points wins the BTN keynote poker, and in case of a tie, a coin toss, or multiple if needed, will decide the winner. Don't think we've ever needed that, but just in case.
And of course, if it's then Jason Snell will magically appear.
Exactly.
He will be so very disoriented because he won't know why or how he magically appeared, but he will.
Yeah, he would be super surprised. I'm like, what the hell am I doing here? So yes. If I predict that Tim Cook will wear a yellow bow tie and I bet 5 points and Jeff bets minus three because he doesn't think this is going to happen, then Tim wears a rainbow colored one, then Jeff gets 3 points and I lose five. That's how this works. This is an example that we have even in the document. So with that, I hope the rules are clear. As said, haven't changed in a long time. Should be the same procedure as every time. Let's just jump in and our nice random.org random list order generator, whatever this thing is called, has picked an order that we will start today. And we will start with Dave, then Jeff, then me, and then Ben. So that means round one, let's start with Dave. What's your
lucky
first prediction?
Lucky
you, yes.
I will predict that the iPhone 16 Pro, which is almost a given that's going to get announced, is going to have a 2 terabyte option for storage. We've been talking about getting more space than ever before, especially with all the photos that we take, especially all the raw photos and how much space they take up and videos. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we were at a 1 terabyte, but I think the 2 terabyte option is going to be available too at a price. But I think mm-hmm. they're announced that. I'm going to say plus five.
So plus 5 points for that. And I'm going to hand over to Jeff. What's your bet and your thoughts on this prediction?
I love the idea of a 2 terabyte iPhone 16 Pro. I will not be able to afford it. But you know,
well, that's a different story.
I'm emotionally invested in this, and I'm going to go with plus five because I love this idea.
So this is a difficult one because on one hand, I'm like, yeah, that's kind of obvious that they should do that. Given especially that they're recording all their events now on the iPhone and like six or with the iPhone 6 to 15 Pro, in this case Pro Max. On the other hand, I'm always like, if you predict something, you should bet against it. It's a pro video camera. But I also think if you say something, I should almost bet against it because that seems to be the better choice most of the time.
That's actually strategy.
Strategically, I should bet against it. How long has it been that they switched to 1 terabyte? I think it's been 2 generations. I think the 14 had that, if I remember correctly. So actually, I think they will do that. I think that's going to happen just because of the pro video angle. And I mean, you're saying any of the pro phones, it doesn't have to be the small pro. It could also be the big pro.
Pro, right? Pro Max, yep.
Mm-hmm. Pro Max, okay. Yeah. Oh, maybe I'll add that here. Any one of them. Okay, I think I'll stick with plus five. It just seems too obvious for them to not do that. And it's been a couple of years that they've upgraded, so it's probably time. Can make some more money, even if it's only 10 people who buy it. So that means, Ben, what's your thoughts on that? Are you going to bet against Dave, or are you going to go with us?
I would love to be contrarian here, but I can't. Because there's enough smoke that I think there's a little bit of fire I can see in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
So I will also bet plus five.
Well, and with that, we've guaranteed that we either all lose points or win points, and ultimately it will not matter. So,
Yes,
yeah, sometimes that happens.
we have made Dave's pick a push.
Yes, correct. I mean, still, for bragging rights, you can still say, got that one right. So that means next one is Jeff with your first prediction.
All right. Based on what we're seeing with rumors, I think it's likely that we will get a new Apple Watch model.
Yes.
So my prediction is a new Apple Watch model, and despite the rumors that say watch bands that we currently have will not be compatible, Apple is not changing the watch band attachment part, so all current bands will be compatible with the new Apple Watch models.
So, all existing bands, I think that's the important point, right?
That's that, yes.
Bands will
So I made the
be
statement completely
compatible.
backwards.
So I've written wait a second. A existing bands makes absolutely no sense. Existing bands will be compatible with the new Apple Watch.
There we go. And
Okay.
I love this plan, especially since I have a bunch of watch bands already. Plus five.
This is again a really difficult one because I mean it's been no, we haven't reached the 10-year mark yet with the Apple Watch. That's next year. Because I at some point I'm sure Apple will do it for multiple reasons. Because I think they want to, because stuff has changed in the meantime, they might do some new things. Not really just to sell more. I think that's not the problem. I don't think it's this year. So I think I'm with you on this one, even though I should go contrarian and say no, new, but I think it's not this year. So plus five. I was debating four or five. Should I go one less? But I think I'm too certain this is not the year for it. They have other problems right now.
Yeah, and I just double checked for you. Yeah, pre-orders for the original Apple Watch started on April 10, 2015. So you're right. 10 years next year.
Yeah, exactly. So that will be interesting to see. That means my camera is frozen again. Doesn't matter. We hand over to Ben to see what you think, Ben, about this one.
And I will be staying with the Apple Watch on this. Hey, wait, did we bet on Jeff's?
Yeah, we're
We
betting
are.
on Jeff's.
That's your turn. Bet on me.
It's your turn
Oh.
to bet.
Oh, never mind. Plus five.
Okay. So plus five. Any particular reason or just feeling like a plus five?
I will be explaining my reason when I make my pick.
Okay, cool. That's an interesting one. Cool. And that means last but by no means least, we have Dave. Your thoughts on this one.
Yeah, I mean, Apple's been known over the years to make changes like going from Lightning to USB-C, and will they do this with the bands? I mean, I thought that'd be kind of crazy, but then I think there's so many bands out there. We have a lot of upset people that they won't be able to use those existing bands. So I'm gonna go plus five.
Okay, plus five as well. Good. Yeah, I think I'm with you on that one. It's at some point it will happen. It's just a matter of when. Good.
And then someone will make a lot of money on adapters. Yeah.
yeah. Yes. That definitely is going to happen.
Yeah. Well, and the third market, third party market for watch bands won't die because there'll be all the people with all the models that need the old band connectors.
That is true. I mean, even after they switch, there will be a couple of years where they probably even Apple still sells the old watch bands and the old watches because they do that.
Right.
Good. Next one is actually me. So, let's go with the obvious one. I'm predicting with my frozen camera, I have to check that in a second, that we will get a, I call it a HomePod with a display. Whatever it is called, but I think you get the principle. It's kind of a device you put somewhere on a table or kitchen counter, whatever. It is an audio, like a speaker, like the HomePod, but it has a display built in so it can show you recipes, what you're playing, your calendar for the day, stuff like that. So kind of, as I said, in principle, not really an iPad. I'm guessing they're reducing down the functionality a little bit, but from the principle, from the thinking of it, it's kind of an iPad and a HomePod in one. And of course, I'm giving it a plus five.
You're also doing it in round two.
Oh, and I'm also doing it. Thank you for reminding me I'm in the wrong thing. Yes, I should do it in round one. So I'm giving it a plus five. And I'm going to ask Ben what you think about this one.
Could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, my prediction is I'm calling it in air quotes a HomePod with a
Oh
display.
yeah. I'm gonna give that a minus three. I think
Wow,
it's
okay.
too I think it's I think it's too early.
Okay. I mean, we heard about it for years, so that's why I was thinking this year maybe. So you're saying it's too early. We'll get that
Yeah,
next year or something?
yes, I think Gurman is say or Gurman, excuse me, is saying 25.
I mean, they could announce it and then ship it in 25, right? It would be unheard of for a completely new thing.
This is true, but it's one of those things where if I'm wrong, I'm giving Patrice points and she deserves
Yeah, I mean,
it.
I would say, given our track record, chances are you just won 3 points. So
Yes,
definitely.
yes. This is what I would call in connected terms a risky.
Ricky, they're called.
Yes.
Ricky. Okay, sure. Dave, what are you thinking about this one?
Yeah, it's too early, and I'm not anywhere confident in that because we know how their track record is with HomePods, and so
True.
I'm gonna go minus five.
Minus five. Okay, cool. So, hope I win this one. Jeff, are you with me or are you with the others?
I'm actually really torn how to bet on this one. All right, so here's the deal. I think the likelihood that Apple will announce this device on Monday is equally possible and not. And Ben, I agree
Schrödinger's
with,
prediction.
right, it's Schrödinger's prediction. And Ben, I think you're right that 2025 is more likely when we will see the device. Patrice, I think you're right. Apple could absolutely announce that it's coming, especially because we know they're going to be talking about a lot of AI stuff. So they can promote this as a new device to use Apple's AI features.
New Siri intelligence off that.
Right. But now I'm looking at the past two predictions and how the point spread is from those. So I feel like what I actually have to do is disregard all of the data and vote strategically. So I need to go minus five.
Okay. So
And so the
that's the
logic
first
that I
time people
went
make
through,
some points.
first time or going through the logic path that I went to get to this, I have way overthought the whole thing. So, Dave, what I expect is because of all of the work that I just went through to get to minus five, I just screwed you and me. And I apologize in advance.
We'll see. As I said, given the track record, I'm let's say you just all won points and I lost some. Good. That means to close out our final round. Oh, sorry, final round. Our
First
first
round.
round. We have Ben's prediction now, and he already teased it, so let's hear it.
Okay. The reason that all the bands are going to be the same is that this year will be the first time a 49 millimeter version is available in the standard Apple Watch lines. So, yes, a standard watch in the, it with the Apple Watch Ultra size screen.
That's interesting.
So I will write that down. Basically, as an X or as a thought, it's the ultra size on the standard line.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and
Interesting.
I'm not saying it's replacing the 45
It's an
or
addition to
four.
what's already there.
Yeah, it could be. I'm not saying about anything about where it fits in the lineup. I'm saying that its existence, and I will bet plus five.
I mean, it could replace it, it could not, doesn't matter for this prediction.
Yes.
Yeah, makes sense.
All
I
yeah.
definitely see that. Okay. Dave, will you be buying one? They announce it.
I'll probably go. I'm gonna get a little more conservative. I'll go like a plus two.
That's true. Okay. Reason for that? That you're conservative about it or just strategic
I'm kind of
planning?
on the fence. I don't know if Apple would just decide to go 49 millimeter. I know they're talking, they're rumoring that they want to have the bigger size face. But if they want to have other watch bands compatible, you know. And this is going
Are
to be
the
any
existing
all the
bands
watches
compatible?
for
I think
Ben?
there still are.
Yeah. Is this all the watches you think could do go 49 millimeter, or just the or just as the, maybe the Series 10 or the Ultra? The
No, that girlfriend.
all current all Apple Watch mo or the 42, 44, 45, and 49 millimeter are all all use the same watch band.
Currently. And Ben's point was that the standard line, like the aluminum one, that it's that one basically gets a 49.
Okay.
Because the Ultra already has that.
I'll stick with that.
Okay. So plus two, interesting. Def. Strategic, not strategic.
I emotionally support this. And Ben, I think that you're right, but I'm going to overthink it. And here's how I'm going to overthink it. Apple wants to keep the physical watch sizes a little bit more distinct because the Ultra is a much bigger watch. And so they don't want to increase the body size enough to have a full 49 millimeter yet on the standard. So I think that they're going to push us a little bit, the bezel a little bit closer to the edge, maybe just a fraction bigger on the case. And the compromise will be it has to be 47 instead. How's that for way overthinking this?
Way overthinking it. So that means
So
ultimately you're negative on it.
let's go negative five because I'm trying
Negative
to get
five.
any points here at all.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. So
That's funny.
basically, I just did a strategic vote, bet again.
So I'm kind of torn on this one as well because there's kind of three different aspects to that. Given how popular the Ultra really is, especially in the male population, I have to say, I haven't seen very many women wearing them, but I think it's just too big. But I've seen quite a few men, again, if you travel or whatever, that have them. So the size seems to be popular. I think I can say that. So, I mean, that kind of would speak for having a 49 millimeter version. On the other hand, that's kind of the second aspect. I think Apple is quite happy with all those people buying the more expensive version, if they need it or whether they need it or not, right? So you could also argue and say, well, it's working for them. They're selling the Ultra, even though people could buy the cheaper version, not get the full size. And then there's the third one is the strategic aspect, as Jeff said, like voting or betting against it would make a lot of sense. So I think no, Apple, I don't think Apple will, I think Apple will stick with the Ultra for this year. I think they will have the same, they will not have the size in standard simply. For strategic reasons, I'm saying that, and also because I really believe that they're happy with selling a, what is it, $800 model instead of a 500 or whatever. So minus five. I'm sticking with you, Jeff. So this one will be
Okay.
good. Good one, Ben. This will be good. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
So to paraphrase Optimus Prime, one will stand, three will fall.
There we go.
Well,
doing these predictions, it can be just really hard sometimes, which is the exact opposite of TSO host. It's just so easy and so reliable, and I'm fully aware that that was a big stretch for that segue, but
Old school.
I committed to that. So why would I go to the trouble to come up with some rando segue to get me into talking about TSO host? Well, it's because they're taking what they do and giving it to us to support us so that we can bring live shows to you every single week. And what is it that they do? Well, they offer web hosting. They help people buy domain names. They offer great customer support. And in our case, let's just start with bandwidth. They're giving us all the bandwidth we need so we can live stream shows every single week. And that's a pretty intense thing for resources right there. And they're just saying, here you go, do it. And then they're also giving us the hosting space, so we have a place for our website to live. Then they're giving us the extra server storage we need, so there's a place for all of the show recordings to live. So if you can't join us live, you can still watch or listen to the shows anytime you want because the shows are sitting there waiting for you. And when I say without TSO host generous support, we would not be able to do this, I'm not exaggerating at all. Without their help, we would not be able to do this. So we really, really appreciate what TSO host is doing. Thank you, TSO host, for being here and supporting the British Tech Network. Now, what I would love for all of you to do, now that I have given them a thank you, hop on social media and thank TSO host for being here and supporting us. Just takes a minute, super easy to do, and it's a really great and important way to let them know that we all appreciate their generosity and support for BTN. So please go do that. It's all you need to do. All right, but I did say that they offer great web hosting and help you buy domain names. They offer good pricing too. So let's say you have found a domain name that you really need, like Ben's Jägermeisterbot.com. Okay, go to TSO Host, add that to your cart. They make it easy to do. Then add the discount code BTN20 so you get an extra 20% off your order. So they're taking a price that's already really great and then giving you an extra 20% off just because you're part of the BTN family. Thank you for that generosity, TSO hosts. And so, Patrice, this is where I usually ask you to talk about the live chat. You're talking about everything else today. Do you want to do that or do you want me to do that today?
You, I think, I mean, since it's so easy nowadays, I think you can do that.
All right. Well, now I feel like the pressure's on because you're here to witness what I'm doing. And boy, if I screw up, this is going to reflect in my evaluation. All right. So here's the deal. Recently, Patrice went to all the trouble, did all the hard work and heavy lifting to modernize our live stream system and our live chat. And the new system, it's a lot easier to use all the way around. When you go to live.britishtechnetwork.com, you will see the whatever show is currently streaming live, and the chat is built into that window. And so you can participate in our live chat. That's where we talk about whatever topics we have for the show. If we have links for things, they go in there. You can interact with us in real time, and it's just a great way for everyone to get to participate in the live shows. So super easy to do. Don't need any extra apps or anything. Let's say though that you happen to be watching or listening to the show later, but you still want to see the conversation and the links, you can do that. So what you do is go to the very cleverly named britishtechnetwork.com/chat, and that's where you will see this this slick calendar that Patrice made up, and you click on the day for the show. So today would be Friday, September 6th, 2024. Click on that, and then you get to see the record of that whole typed conversation between us and everyone else. So you don't have to miss out on that. And I feel like I'm missing something important, but did I get all of it?
You got all of it.
I got all of it. Holy crap. Oh, maybe I won't lose my job after all. Okay, well then, Patrice, how about if I hand it back to you, and you can take us through round two, so that that I can really secure my position as last place in keynote poker.
That would be interesting. Yeah, we have, of course, our second round. So let's jump into that and start again with Dave and your second prediction for today.
All right, I like this one. They've been talking about AirPods going to come up with probably two new models as a prediction. I think they will announce the AirPods SE and as the entry level version of the AirPods, because they're going to phase out a number of the other models and then just go with the entry level, then the next one up, and then of course the AirPods Pro 2. So I would say the SE is going to be like just like the what Apple Watch S fitting into that line. So and I'll do plus five.
Super interesting prediction. What do you think, Jeff?
Apple's modus operandi is to release a product, and when they feel like they have saturated that price point in the market, then they come out with the lower price, and they continue to do that. And for however many models they anticipate having for a product line. A perfect example is looking at what happened with the iPod over the years. And so we're at a point now where it makes sense for Apple to release AirPods SE. So they have, because we already have the Pro, and we have the standard. So we've got those top tier, middle tier. Now we need the lower tier for the price points. AirPods SE totally makes sense. And I think that announcing them at an event like this completely makes sense. It's an iPhone event, and AirPods are first an accessory for iPhone, but then for other Apple products after that. And yeah. So I think they've nailed it. I think we're going to get a new lower price AirPods on Monday. It may be called SE, it may be called something else, but it will be their, we'll call it their entry level price point. I think Dave is absolutely right. And yet, I'm betting strategically and I'm going minus five.
So after all of this and like you talking yourself
Yeah, me
into
outside
being
is I'm
into
like,
it, you're
no
like minus
way.
five.
Oh no, I'm
Wow.
not betting against Dave. Well, I am, but
Yes, you are.
I'm not betting against Dave because I think he's wrong. This is just purely a strategic
Purely.
move. Because
Okay, I
Dave,
mean, I
you're
get it.
right. We're going to get that announcement, and I just cost myself 5 points. But on the off chance that you're wrong, well, that's 5 points.
That's an interesting way of approaching this. Yeah, what are my
It's no
thoughts on
wonder I
this?
lose.
Well, we all do usually. This is really difficult because for all the reasons that Jeff just said, it would make sense to do this. But I think honestly, I don't think they will because they've been doing this already. They simply keep selling the previous generation. They've been doing this for forever. They just don't care. They're like, we have the previous version, we have the pros, and we have like the max.
Yeah,
So
I mean,
why would they need to do anything? It's like the easiest way for them is to do exactly nothing. Replace the max, replace maybe the pros with new versions, and do exactly nothing. Would be the easiest for them. Change nothing. No name change, no nothing. Simply keep going.
Patrice, you're making me suddenly feel a lot better about my bet.
Yeah, and I think I don't know. I will go with -5 for that reason because they could change it. They could call it an SE. But why? They could just keep doing what they've been doing and it seems to be working for them. So I'm saying -5. Ben, you're the last one on this prediction. Do you agree with us? Disagree?
Okay. Okay. Here's the thing on that. Right now, Apple already offers a high quality budget pair of in-ears. It's called the Beats Solo Buds, and they're $80, and they're awesome. On one hand, why muddy up, as Patrice said, why muddy up the iPod's branding. On the other hand, it could get announced, but not have the iPhone SE branding.
True. They could call it something else.
Yes. That's why I specifically got away from particular brandings, Dave. -2.
+5, -5, -2. Okay.
Ben,
Good.
there's a thing about
That's.
Apple's branding which just sucks, which would make having AirPods SE make sense. If you, because I just brought up the AirPods website from on Apple's page or site, and I wanted to double check the naming. So here's the branding. We have AirPods Pro second generation, AirPods third generation, AirPods second generation. It would make sense to have AirPods SE, AirPods, and AirPods Pro. And then the generations can change, but at least now you have naming that makes sense. And as I'm saying this, I realize that's not how Apple does this. They give us
No, I
convoluted, vague product naming.
not just that,
At
sometimes even the generation is completely useless because they released last year, I think. Yeah, last year they released even a call it version 2.5 of the AirPods Pro because there's a iteration on the version 2 of the AirPods Pro.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so the USB
But
ones with like some extra for Vision Pro, some extra high quality audio. So it even less consistent than that.
and
Yeah.
we also have other one option. Instead of being SE AirPods Pro, the ones with the active noise cancellations could be the AirPods Studio
Or Ultra.
or
They have
Ultra.
options. Ultra. They have
Studio.
so many
Yes.
options.
I like this. Yeah,
When
there's
the beta
basically
means.
yes, there's basically like five different tiers that Apple has within Apple's own brand.
Yeah. Ridiculous. So, So that means, Jeff, it's I still have one more thing before I have to decide what mine is, which is your prediction. I really don't know.
Okay, I actually have several on here and I'm torn about which one to choose. And I do have a couple about wardrobe on here, but I'm considering
Oh.
not doing those just so that neither of us have to sit there and watch an entire keynote just for clothes.
I have the day off on Monday, so I could do it.
All
Please
right.
don't let me count things. That's more annoying.
Okay, then
Like,
how
how
about if
many
I
times do they say
I'll
something?
do a wardrobe thing and it won't be
Okay.
the one where you have to count, just so we have something
Good.
different in here today. Tim
Sure.
Cook is going to wear a blue shirt at the keynote.
Haven't you done that the last couple of times and it was always
And it was
wrong?
always wrong.
Going to, I should be able there. He's going to wear a blue shirt. That's it, right? Okay. Tim Cook is going to.
Now,
So if
there's
Tim
no
doesn't show,
counting
you
for
have a
this one.
problem. No counting. No, it's just it's sometimes hard what's on camera, what's blue and what's black, but we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. My
Yeah.
guess
Okay.
is that it'll be obvious to us if it's blue or not.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And I love my ridiculous prediction, so let's go five.
That's fine. Okay. This one is easy for me. Strategically, I'm gonna bet against that. Minus
That's actually a pretty smart
five.
move.
Also because you've been wrong basically every time last time. I mean, one of these days you're probably gonna be right, but maybe not
But
this
not
time.
this day.
Ben.
Push.
So minus five.
Push is even zero.
Oh, zero.
Zero.
Sorry, never mind. Yeah. And Dave as well, also zero. Wow.
I'm all in luck with you, Patrice. Minus five.
Okay, minus five. I was like, wow. That would have been interesting if both of you had said zero.
I think the winners on this prediction are Patrice and Dave.
I hope so. I really do. Since we talked about the AirPods already, I'm not going to do that one. I'm going to talk about colors because I like that. So I think there will be a new, not previously shipping color option on the iPhone Pro. So previous means in the current line, not in, maybe I'll say not in iPhone 15.
I
Pro
was gonna say,
line.
is that too generic? Because that always happens.
No, it doesn't. Like a couple of years. I mean, it doesn't count if it has been like around. Like we've had that happen where they basically it's the same color. You know, they usually do 50 shades of gray. I'm really hoping it's pink. I mean, we could make it a little bit more special, and I say it's gonna be a some pink shade. I'll take that. If you think it's too generic.
No,
Okay. New
I
not preview.
consider,
Okay.
I was about to say, I consider that it includes now a color gradient that's specific.
It's not great. Okay. Let's rephrase that. New I'll do it pink in air quotes color option on the iPhone Pro. It doesn't have to be pink, but a color in the pink spectrum.
Spectrum.
Because I don't know
This
what they will call it exactly, what the shade will be. It's probably gonna be a gray with a like light pink hue because that's how Apple does. But I really hope they do that. So plus five for this.
is this on the 16 Pro or the 16?
On the Pro, definitely on the Pro model. Because on the others they do more fun colors, but on the Pros they usually do boring gray colors. Even the blue is basically a gray with blue tint. And I want
Yes.
really a pink iPhone Pro.
Yes, the Patrice Brenda Moore slash Christina Warren model.
Yes, exactly. I still miss my rose gold iPhone. That was the perfect color for me. I really
I
miss it.
remember a lot of people just loved their rose gold phone.
And they've been so boring last years. I know some people like black or gray or they're okay with it. I thought it was so boring. So I want pink. So plus five for me. Ben.
I'll give it another push.
Okay. So another
Come
three.
on.
Come on. You can't go with me and Christina. They're going to do it this year.
My
I
heart
bet
is
I had
with
the same
you.
prediction last year, by the way.
Yes, my heart is with you, but I'm torn between it being a pinkish color or a darker gold.
Okay. I could see that,
So,
yeah. I
yeah.
might be wrong and it's more gold, but I'm really hoping for pink color. I could definitely see that also gold. But even gold is boring these days. I mean, honestly, the natural color last year's titanium is kind of a gold tone. Very lightly, but a little bit at least.
Gold
Which is why
forever.
I picked it, because it was the only non-gray option, basically. And even that was a gray with a light gold hue. Okay, Dave. Pink,
Well,
no pink.
based on Apple's track record with the Pro Series iPhone, I just do not see that happening. So I'm going to go minus five.
Minus five. Okay. Yeah, I think you might be right about this one, but I can hope. And Jeff, emotionally with me?
I am so
Trying to
emotionally with you.
manipulate you a little bit.
I am so
Like.
emotionally with you. I think you're right. Apple is going to introduce a new color option for the iPhone Pro this year. The problem I'm having is the pink part. Well,
Okay.
I think that would be great. Apple needs to give us some more color option, some actual color in the iPhone
Yes.
Pro line. I mean, I'm
Yeah.
still rocking a
Please.
blue iPhone 12 Pro, but a lot of people, even with that one, which is very obviously blue, don't realize I have a blue phone.
I remember the purple, was it last year? Oh, the year before, sorry, for the 14, that you couldn't even tell it was purple.
Oh, right. Yep. It's Apple needs to get bolder with these colors.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have to go all iPhone 5, 5C, but give us a little bit more, please.
I agree. So anyhow, you're right. We're getting a new color. I think you're wrong about the color because Apple is not
Okay.
going to be bold enough to do that. But I'm still voting plus five because I want to emotionally support you on this.
Okay, cool. So it worked. Yes.
It worked.
For Dave.
Well, it might have worked for Dave. That's true. But you never know. So, Ben, you get the big honor of closing out our predictions or keynote poker with your last prediction.
Okay. We will. I'm trying to think about how to word this. For at least some markets, the end of Lightning will be announced.
Okay. So the end of Lightning will be announced for some markets. Whatever some means is fine.
Or should I say, at least some markets?
Yeah, okay.
All
I
right.
think
I
it's I
want to.
think we get I think we get it. It could be all of them, it could be some of them, doesn't
Yeah,
matter.
yeah.
At minimum, it's some. Okay.
So, yes, do you mean
I'm
something
betting plus.
like Tim Cook or Craig or who, it doesn't matter. Someone's up on stage and they say, and we're happy to announce that all of our products in the EU are using USB-C for charging or data connection.
Yes.
I could see
I
that.
mean, Yeah, because, well, legally they have to.
You know, yeah, I
That's
mean, there's
true.
that, but
Yeah.
will they announce it?
Yeah, I mean, they could just silently do it. It's true.
And I'll
Okay.
say it'll count if it also just shows no lightning phones in the graphic.
Yeah, of course. Sure. No, no lightning phones. I wouldn't count. They have to say, I mean, it's you say end of lightning, I would say for all like all accessories and so on. At least anything that's new. Like old stuff I don't care about.
Would make that the end of lightning phones.
Okay. Isn't that already the case?
They still sell
What?
the 13 and the SE.
Right.
True, the SE I forgot about. Yeah, okay. So the
That
end
might.
of Lightning phones will be announced some way. I said they could just have it on slide and say whatever, no more Lightning phones or whatever. Okay.
Yes.
You talk
That
about
is
even more
in
interesting.
every market or just certain markets?
Some doesn't matter.
At least some markets.
Not the US.
Yeah, we're thinking maybe the US or
Possibly.
EU, they could something like that. EU would be an obvious one, but it could also include the US or say US, Canada, whatever.
Yeah, EU, it has to be because lightning isn't permitted on January 1st.
Yeah, but I
But
mean that's
yeah.
true. There's even some extra
So
things that they still have to migrate.
it could be just EU and not US.
Could be. Could be. It's not specified for this. You have to have, well, at least one market basically. That has to, that
Yep.
doesn't that has that announcement simply.
So,
Yes.
like you said, it's mandated in the US, in the EU, I mean, and
Yeah, but will they
so that
talk
means they'll
about it
have
is
to
the
stop
question.
selling the 13 and the 14.
Yes, but will they talk about it on the keynote? That's the big question here.
There's that.
They might, I mean, that's one of the things. If they just don't show the 14, 14 the first USB-C.
15 was.
15 was the.
What's the 15? So if they just show the 15 and the 16 and don't show the 14, does that count? I would say no, because it's not obvious that it's about USB-C.
So we need to have something like, and I'm asking, not stating, someone saying, to something to the effect of, and we have completed our transition to USB-C for our phones. This is all that's available.
Yeah,
Something like
something like
that.
that, or it's shown on a
So,
slide or something.
or like the USB or the iPhone 14 is now available in USB-C, that type of thing.
Okay. Okay.
Something that makes it obvious that this is about. As I said, if they just drop silently, don't show the 14 on the slide, that doesn't count really, because it's not obvious if that's the reason for it. Or it's just, well, it's 2 years old. Yeah, okay. Good. So that was Ben's prediction. So Dave, you're first to bet on this.
Being it's you're including all regions that you're saying, I just
One.
want to confirm that. Is
One
it just
region. One
one
region world
region?
minimum. Minimum one.
Yeah, but it has to be
Could be
announced
in
here.
Austria, only in Austria, they say. It's totally okay. It's enough.
If it's all the EU.
No, they could, I think for Ben, right? I would say if it's one country, that still counts. They say in
Yeah, it.
France, we're not doing this anymore. I don't
Yeah,
know.
if they say no lightning in Kyrgyzstan or something,
Would still
okay,
be, it's
it
one
counts.
region.
Yeah,
I'll go a little conservative. I'll go plus two.
Plus two. Okay. Plus two. Jeff. We've talked about this now a lot.
We have, and
I hope
here's
I
the
get
thing.
some really cool predictions or cool bets on this now.
Ben is right. And not right at the same time, based on my logic. You have become Schrodinger's prediction.
Schrodinger's yes. I'm
Yes.
Schrodinger's bet. So,
Schrodinger's bets.
I don't think Apple's going to do something like take the iPhone 14 and retrofit it with USB-C. What I think Apple's going to do is just stop selling phones with lightning connectors in regions where they can't sell them anymore.
Right.
And leave you with just the USB-C models to choose from. So
Until the SE next year.
Right, because after Money's announcement, you're going to have now two models with USB-C.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe
Well,
not.
so
Yeah.
we'll have the iPhone 15 and iPhone 16 with USB-C.
Yeah. They could announce an SE at the same time and drop the USB-C, drop the Lightning there as well.
Oh, that's a good point. So when was the SE last announced?
Oh,
October. It's been a couple. I have an
It's
SE
been a couple
from work,
years.
and I think that's 2 years old already. So
Okay.
two or three.
Yeah,
Okay.
somewhere 2.5. I think it was October the year before that got it. So, or
Okay.
September maybe.
Well, I think that Ben is partially right. But I don't think it's actually going to be an announcement in the way we're expecting. So, I think I'm going to go strategic with this one. And I'm going to go -5, even though it will probably cost me points.
We've talked about this now so long, and my feeling is Apple will not talk about it simply. They will do it, as Ben said, they have to. They actually have to do it for more than just phones, by the way. So I think that's part of I think why we will get, for example, AirPods Max, because they have to do that. It's for, I think it was phones, headphones, stuff like that. I think batteries, stuff like that, they have to do it, mandatory. But I don't think Apple will talk about it at all, that they're dropping something, that they're not doing something, that they completed the transition. They will simply, it just will happen. Like, you simply can't buy it, and it's never, never from them acknowledged. Simply, well, we have new things. Because they don't want people to focus on this, hey, now we have to buy non-lightning things and whatever. They just want to say, hey, there's a new thing, it's better. So I'm with Jeff, -5 on this one. Oh, and I forgot. I think Ben, I'm guessing you're +5 on this, right?
Of course.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I was like, did
Okay.
I bet?
What?
You
No,
want
I
to keep
forgot
doing
to
a
write it
push? You did
down.
two
That's
pushes already.
why. You could do it on your own prediction. That would be interesting.
I'm not. Oh, see,
Okay.
that's why they make the guy doing the bets give their prediction first usually,
Yes.
so they
And
don't psych everybody out and just say -5
it's like, oh, by the way, I'm against
when they talk.
it.
Oh, that's clever. Yeah.
That's clever. Yeah. Good. That actually closes out our official keynote poker predictions. And we have some couple minutes for ungraded predictions if anybody has anything that they want to mention.
I
Yeah, I'll mention
do.
something.
Oh.
The AirPods Max, the Max 2, I think that's got a small minute possibility that could get announced too. Specifically, more so because of, again, we're just talking about Lightning connectors. That's what's on the AirPods Max right now. And you would think Apple would want to get that out of the line. They're not going to retool the Max to put USB-C in it. So we could be surprised to see that.
Okay, anything else from you?
Possibly, I know there was a lot of rumor about the iPhone SE, but that may not come out until 2025. But there's a possibility. I would throw that as a possibility too.
Okay, iPhone SE will be announced. Doesn't matter. You just say it is going to be announced. If it's not,
It could get
fine.
announced.
Doesn't matter. It
Yeah.
could get. Okay, good
Yeah,
point.
I mean,
Ben?
I have to, I was going to say with that, I think it would make a lot of sense if for a new SE, they pretty much just made it the iPhone 14, but with with USB-C.
Right. Yeah, because it's not like they're reinventing that phone, and it could be an iPhone 14, that size, so it might be slightly bigger size than what the SE is currently.
It's
Yeah.
yeah. It's basically I wrote is a iPhone 14 with USB-C.
I agree with that.
Okay, makes sense. Or
Yep.
it's even smaller. It might not be identical. They might drop a camera or something. You never know, but something similar to that at least. Yeah, that makes sense. I think a lot of
Yeah.
sense actually.
Yeah, I'm going to save this for the f for October as well, but Apple TV SE.
Yeah.
Okay.
They talk about
Interesting.
that Apple was considering an Apple TV stick and they nixed it.
Okay, Apple TV SE. Kind of wondering what that will be. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
Yep.
Oh, okay.
maybe it'll be like a little mini size like this
Like a
instead of
credit
this
card, basically.
and not a stick. Maybe they just don't want, they don't want to get
Yeah,
involved with the
like
sticks.
fits
Trying to
into
compete
this
against
case.
Roku and Amazon.
Like Apple fits into an AirPods Max case, basically.
Yeah, there you go.
See,
No, AirPods Pro, not AirPods Max, but
yep, iPhone or iPad 7, iPad Mini 7 will be announced, and it will have the same processor as the base iPhone.
Okay, interesting. Do you
And
really
with
think
that,
we will get another iPad mini? I have my doubts.
yeah, and I think that with it they'll announce the transition to Apple Intelligence.
You mean with that transition?
With a Apple Intelligence capable iPad mini.
Ah, okay. That would make a lot of sense.
That would make sense.
The new Apple Watches will have will be Apple Intelligence compatible.
Okay. Just
Yes.
writing that down. Cool. Okay. That's it, or
And Tim Cook and Tim Cook will say good morning at least three times. Now you
okay.
put
You
counting
count
in.
it. You count it. I think that one you might lose anyway. I think he usually only says it once, but good. Okay. Jeff, anything from you?
I do.
Nice.
My first prediction goes directly against what Ben is predicting. There will be
Okay.
no iPad announcements at this event. iPadOS 18 release date does not count as an announcement, as an iPad announcement. So it has to be a new iPad model that would have to be announced, and there won't be any.
Yeah, and it's saying no iPad hardware announced. I don't
That
think.
sounds good.
Just keep it simple that way. Okay. Yeah, I'm with you on this one.
And then we will get the announcement for release dates for the new iPhones and iOS and iPadOS 18. And so related to that, I think that September 17th is the software release date. And
September 17th, you said. Okay.
then the release day for the new iPhone will be September 20th. So I guess that means pre-sales start next Friday on the 13th.
Okay. For iPhone, so for iOS and iPadOS, basically. Okay. And release date for the iPhone. Standard 20th.
And I
iPhone
do.
and Apple Watch and so on. Yeah, usually.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I
then
think you're pretty good on this one.
I think so. But see, that one seemed obvious enough that I didn't think it was
Yeah, the
appropriate
usual
for.
pa no, this would have been too easy. It's the usual pattern. Like the event is on Monday, pre-orders start at Friday, and then the Friday after the ship. It's always the same thing. I think
So.
every now and then they ship it, shift it out one more week, but usually that's the pattern.
Yeah. Okay. So my last prediction. This is the other one that I didn't want to ultimately include in the official stuff because it involves counting. Craig has two costume changes. So now I understand. I'm now obligated to count Craig's costume changes to see how many there actually are.
You think we will even see Craig? That's the big question. For me, that's the, because traditionally that's not his event. He rarely even, I think last year he didn't show up at all, or maybe he just
He had
flew
a
by once.
cameo.
And the cameo maybe, but like
I don't even think
usually
he had
if
any
at all he
dialogue.
doesn't. Yeah, usually, I mean, we've had years where he didn't show at all and we thought he would.
No, if it
Oh.
involves the iPhone and iOS, he's not going to be there.
Yeah. I mean, he could just because people like him, but as I said, a cameo somewhere is always possible, but it's rare. Okay, cool. I have only two. So the Vision Pro is announced in addition for additional countries. It's been 3 months, so it's kind of seems to be time. Ship it in more countries. It's not, I mean, it's in, what is it now? Four or five, I think. Wait, four last time. Yeah, five. So there's more, way more to go. Even in Europe, there's bunch, Mexico, like there's Southern America. There's so many places they still have to go. So they will. Even I think even Japan, as far as I remember, hasn't gotten it.
Oh, wow.
I think so, yeah, because it was China last time. China and was it South Korea? And the US and I think France, UK and Germany. So there's plenty to go. Well, simple as that, it's time. They will do it.
And that makes sense.
And kind of piggybacking on what Dave was saying, new AirPods Max with USB-C and high latency support, because I think the current ones do not support high latency audio. As far as I remember, at least.
I'll have to try it since I bought a pair for my wife.
Yeah, as far as
Oh,
as
yeah.
far as I remember that, I mean that was, I mean even the AirPods Pro didn't have it
What?
until last
Someone just
year,
showed
so
up at
I
my door and it's
think.
maintenance. I will be right back.
Sure, go for it. So yeah, it's as far as I remember, it didn't support it at all. Definitely not wirelessly, and I think even wired you couldn't do it, as far as I remember. So that would be since, as I said, since the new AirPods Pro have it, it kind of would make sense that we get that in the Max. Yeah, and USB-C I think is an obvious one for Europe because they would not be able to sell the AirPods Max in the EU next year. So. And they've been, I mean, I don't know how many years old they are now, but it's been a long time. So, interesting. Good. That is it from me, and that is it for our keynote poker. And yeah, with that, I'm going to hand over back over to Jeff to take the reins back and to take over.
And I'm back just in time from letting
Yay,
the
that's why I
maintenance
had that
people
too.
in. All right. So with that, holy crap, this has been a lot of fun, and I cannot wait to see how horribly my predictions actually perform. And I do assume that when we talk about this next week, I will be at the bottom of the list. It's inevitable. I mean,
Or me.
look at my predictions and my votes. Anyhow, so thank you to all of you for making this so much fun. Patrice, where can people find you?
I'm usually here every week on the Mac Show on Fridays, on the Big Show on Thursdays, where we talk about the non-Apple side of technology. The really cool chip. Actually, two really cool chip-related stories yesterday, so highly recommend that one. It's been a lot of fun. You can find all the social media links, the podcasts, the projects, literally everything I'm doing on my website, thepatrice.com, redirects to the proper domain. And as of this morning, we've posted a new episode on Retro Rewatch. RetroRewatch.com, where Jeff and I rewatch TV shows that Jeff has not seen before and I've seen a lot of times. We're going through Stargate SG-1, and we posted this morning one of my all-time favorite episodes of SG-1 and of TV in general, It's an episode titled "The Nox," where we get introduced to a new species, and it was a lot of fun. And I'm like, one of my favorite quotes, and I think it applies to us as well, is "The young don't always do as they're told."
So true.
Yes, so
Yep. Awesome.
that's the one.
Yep. That was a really fun episode. Okay. Dave, where can people find you?
You can find me at In Touch with iOS at intouchwithios.com. YouTube channel is youtube.com/intouchwithios. I'm here on Fridays. I'm on Mac Voices Live on Tuesdays. And you can find me on Mastodon at DaveG65 and Mastodon.club. Thank you.
Awesome. And Ben, how about you?
Well, in about 10 seconds, you'll be finding me taking a nap.
That's a good
After
one.
that, after that, at Ben Rithig on social media. On Tuesdays, you can find me on Mac Voices Live with Chuck Joyner. On Thursday, you can find me with In Touch with iOS with the Orange Man himself, Dave Ginsberg. On Thursdays, yep. On Thursdays, you can find me on The Big Show with Patrice Brind'Amour. Just kidding, Jeff.
Just with me, it's okay.
And Fridays here on the Mac Show on the British Tech Network.
Excellent. All right.
Excellent.
Then for me, on social media, I'm Jay Gamet, and I'm active right now on Mastodon and Instagram. Then for shows, Tuesdays on Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live, Thursdays on Dave's In Touch with iOS, here on the British Tech Network, The Big Show on Thursdays, and The Mac Show on Fridays. Then Brian Chaffin and I, we do The Context Machine, and Patrice and I, as she has pointed out, do Retro Rewatch. So yeah, I think that accounts for all the shows. All right, so with that, thank you again to the three of you for making my Friday morning just an absolute delight and so much fun. And everyone that's watching or listening live, thank you for being here and being part of this. And if you've been in the live chat, thank you for being there as well. All of you that watch or listen to shows later, thank you for being part of the BTN family as well. And Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, thank you for making sure we have people for shows. And Tioso Host, thank you for being here and supporting us. And all right, so now I feel totally comfortable saying, be sure to join us next Thursday for the big show. Then come back again next Friday for the Mac show. And when you come back for the Mac show, you will be seeing just how poorly or well all of our predictions and bets worked for us today. And we'll probably have a few things to say about the keynote event as well. So with that, everyone have an awesome weekend, and we will see you next week.